Jess in with you this morning. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to some girls from Scone High School who were playing a part in implementing some wellbeing programs within their school. And I was so impressed after speaking to them just with how mature they are about talking about mental health and how freely they want to talk about it as well, which is the case for so many of our students in the Upper Hunter. And it's all attested to the stuff that Where There's a Will has been doing, which we talk about all the time on the show because it is just so awesome. When I was in high school, there was nothing like this, and I really wish there was. This morning, I'm catching up with Hannah, Tyler, Fletcher and Alyssa. They're all from Scone Grammar. They joined me on the line this morning. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Well, thank you.
It's awesome to catch up with you all this morning. I guess for a start, tell me about some of the wellbeing things you've been doing, whether it's in class or through school or whatever it might be.
So since our trip to Adelaide to attend the National Wellbeing Summit, we've returned to Scone Grammar School with a new kind of idea and foundation of wellbeing and how we can implement that throughout the school. It's been really exciting to come back and share the new tricks and tips that we've learned at the summit and kind of help to support kids in another way that we kind of almost didn't understand before. So we've been lucky enough to create a wellbeing room for students to come and interact with us and work and develop wellbeing skills and do activities, play games, create new friendships. So we've been really lucky that we've been able to share that here at Scone Grammar School.
So how long has the wellbeing room like been happening at Scone Grammar?
So term four was when we first started using our wellbeing room. We've been working on getting it set up, and term four was our first time we ran the room that we brought back, and we've been doing it over lunchtime 2 days a week right through till now.
Yeah. And have you found like that more and more students have been coming and utilising the space?
Yeah, so there's been great progress in our wellbeing room. We did have some trouble getting some kids to come in the first place, but we've been able to see the numbers grow week by week, and it's been great just to be able to watch the kids interact, have a bit of fun, get to know the people in their year, and it's been great.
Yeah. From a, I want to get like a male perspective and a female perspective this morning. And when you're talking about well-being and mental health and all that sort of stuff, maybe from a female perspective first, did you find it easy to like open up and start talking about it more and more?
I find that when I was younger, I found it hard to open up. But since Where There's a Will and Scone Grammar working together to help well-being and mental health to talk easier, I found it heaps better and more easy to open up and talk how to improve your mental health and understand that it is okay to have bad days, but it's how you come back from them.
Yeah. And what about you guys, Tyler and Fletcher?
Yeah, so from a male perspective, like, I always find it a lot easier to be able to talk to each other if I'm doing something practically. So in our wellbeing room, that's kind of a reason why we do have these activities in there. So we can be playing a board game or playing cards or something with each other, and we're doing something practically, and that way we can feel more comfortable to be able to talk to each other, because I know that certainly works for me. I feel more comfortable to be able to talk to each other when I'm doing something practically.
Yeah, that makes total sense. How much of a difference do you think the wellbeing room and everything that you've done through Where There's a Will has made a difference in your school community?
Through the kind of techniques and tactics that we've learned, thanks to Where There's a Will and going to summits and kind of education days, we've seen a massive change, I guess, in the students and how we've all interacted with each other. We've been really, really lucky to be given so many fantastic opportunities to share what we've learned and kind of bring those to the students. And we've seen a real improvement in children talking and listening to each other, to kids being open to talk to us as wellbeing leaders or also our school counsellor or other trusted teachers.
Yeah.
We've seen a really positive response to it as well, which has been really nice and encourages us to kind of keep on building up the wellbeing room and up our skills and kind of giving these opportunities more to the students that need it.
Yeah. That's awesome, because as you guys, you know, get through high school, which is hard enough, and then you get out into the real world and face all of the adult problems, I think you guys are going to be really well equipped to face whatever comes before you.
Yeah, and we're really lucky that we've been given this opportunity. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Great.
That's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I can't wait to keep hearing about this wellbeing room. You're going to continue it when school starts up again next year?
Yeah, so going into the future, we obviously don't have long left at school, but moving into the future, we're going to pass the room on to other students moving into their senior years of school, and we hope that they'll continue to build on wellbeing and student relationships through the years as this keeps going, hopefully.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. You're awesome. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you
very much.